Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Paul Ramsey, president at CanaQuest Medical Corporation. The company trades over the counter, CANQF. Thanks for joining us today there, Paul.
Oh, thanks for having me, Juan. It's been a while since we last had a chat.
Yeah, always good to talk to you. It's been about 3 months. So, yeah, getting right into it. Can you talk about some of the most recent news and exciting developments there?
Sure. On December 8th, we announced that we achieved a significant reduction of seizures for epilepsy. And this is compared to the standard CBD. These results were based on a clinical dose and efficacy study that was conducted by Dr. McIntyre Burnham. He's a neuroscientist with the Ontario Brain Institute. He's also an emeritus professor at the University of Toronto. So the key point is here is that in comparison to standard CBD, our drug candidate, which we refer to as CQ001, demonstrated a 40% more seizure reductions. And that was based on the model they use. It's the MES model, which is a maximal electroshock seizure model. So this is really, really significant. And so what this does, it sets the stage for us to do human trials at smaller doses and therefore resulted in less negative side effects associated with high usage of CBD. It sets the stage up for our human trial, phase 2-3. And we're planning on doing that late 2023. Now, on top of that, we have identified the regulatory pathways to obtain a drug identification number in US and Canada. And we're focusing on epilepsy, rare neurological conditions. So and we expect that we could get approval in about 3 years. And this is based on advice given to us by our consultants.
Yeah, what are the key trends that you're seeing, right now in the sector, Paul, and how's the company positioned to be able to capitalize?
Well, thank you. Well, the stats speak for themselves. Epilepsy occurs in about 1% of the population and affects about 65 million people globally. Out of that, there's about 70% of people with epilepsy achieve seizure control with the current medications. So in good shape in that angle. Unfortunately, there's about 30% of people who have seizures that resist the current drugs. We believe that we could come in there and help in a very serious way. And then when you look at the overall mental health, the stats are stating that 1 in 5 North American adults have experienced mental illness in 2019. And that's over 50 million people throughout North America. So it's very, very serious and very prevalent. Now, the clinical study at the Ontario Brain Institute demonstrated that the CBD is getting into the brain via our formula. Therefore, it reconfirms the new pathway discovery into the brain by Dr. Stephen LaViolette at Western University, who we have a partnership with. So again, this sets the stage to conduct human trials. So on our nutraceutical division, we launched an over-the-counter version, a less potent version of CQ001, and we branded that as Mentanine. And we're targeting anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder to ensure we're compliant. We're not making any claims. So this product is available via our e-commerce store called CanaQuest Store, CanaQuestStore.com, and it's for sale throughout the United States. And our site is very educational, so I recommend your listeners to go into our cannabis store, and we have a lot of valuable information there to substantiate what we're talking about here today. So we believe, based on the preclinical trials, clinical studies, that we can make an impactful difference. And on top of that, though preliminary, the testimonials we've been receiving are quite amazing. And there's more to come, obviously.
Well, that's good. And so can you talk about some of the other developments through your veterinary and animal health branches?
Yeah, we're just in the process of setting up a veterinarian division. Basically, what we're doing, we're just leveraging off the preclinical trial data that we obtained at Western University. And on top of that, the more recent results with the Ontario Brain Institute. So it's a logical segue into the animal health and pet market. So what we've done is we've already initiated an R&D program with Dr. David Mall, a professor at the University of Guelph. And in particular, this program is titled Investigation of the Solubility and Tissue Distribution of Cannabinoids. In layman terms, basically, we're analyzing where CBD is reaching within the body and how much is getting to different organs and into the brain. So that's just additional data for us to work with. From there, we intend to develop a veterinarian drug candidate for dogs and cats. In this particular case, we're looking at targeting anxiety and pain. Before we entered into this, we wanted to make sure we had the proper expertise and experience in this field. So we're working with Dr. Paul Dick, his firm, Paul Dick and Associates, and he's agreed to be the head advisor for all developments in the veterinary and pharmaceutical space. So he'll be looking after all regulatory strategies in order to obtain approvals from the applicable regulatory authorities. And our ongoing developments, we're having discussions with institutions and organizations, you know, regarding collaboration and providing our over-the-counter products, as well as conducting human studies. Again, additional data to further substantiate everything we're involved with. I can't disclose any more at this time on that. It's preliminary at this stage.
Sure. And so you have some, you know, funding initiatives there in play?
Yes. We're looking to do a $2 million raise. That'll be to initiate the drug candidate human trials, the rollout of our over-the-counter product, Mentanine, as well as conducting some of those human studies I touched on earlier at some institutions we're having discussions with. What's really important to us is for us to complete a listing application on the Canadian Securities Exchange. And then automatically, we would uplist in the U.S. To OTCQB or OTCQX. This is very important for us. This will solve our liquidity right now because our stock is not liquid at all at this point. Though with these milestones completed or in process, we think that's going to change quite dramatically. Out of that $2 million, we have a $300,000 commitment from our key angel investor and his colleagues.
They had previously already invested $450,000.
They've been amazing. They've invested with us for over 4 years, and they have invested on the basis at 30 cents per share. And that's over 4 years. And so if you look into the history of our company and what we have achieved since that timeline, we've created a heck of a lot of value that's not remotely reflected in the stock price. It's a high priority for our company to change that in early 2023. I think we'll be able to do it.
So yeah, current share price about 17 cents a share, market cap at about 4 million. And so before we conclude here, why do you believe that, you know, investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today and, you know, good value play?
Again, the valuation, you look at our valuation compared to other comparable companies where it's our achievements are not even reflected in the share price. And on top of that, what we have in our technology platform is very, very strong and deep. So if someone takes the time to look at that, they can really appreciate the value we have today and what we, by achieving our milestones, what we'll achieve in the not too distant future. And I highlighted earlier about getting properly listed and uplisted in the U.S. That'll help everything else that we're doing. So that's where we are today.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on the upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Paul, and update our investor audience on you know, your recent developments. And, you know, hope look forward to some future milestones there for CannaQuest.
Well, thank you. And I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share our story with your listeners. And happy holidays and happy 2023.